Welcome to 2024 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged, for God will be with you wherever you go.
Quoting the book of Joshua, former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley is ending her presidential campaign. Haley had promised to stay in the race through Super Tuesday, but has been beaten by former President Trump in more than 20 states. Haley has so far refused to endorse the former president. More than half of her voters say they'll support Trump in November, but more than a third of them say they'll back President Joe Biden instead. After his Super Tuesday wins, Trump talked about Biden's handling of the border.
We had the safest border, the best numbers we've ever had, and now we have the worst numbers probably in the history of the world. It's sad to see what's happening to our cities. Our cities are being overrun with migrant crime, and that's Biden migrant crime.
The crime rate is in fact down nationally, and migrants, legal and illegal, are typically more law-abiding than native-born Americans. Voters aren't eager to see a Trump-Biden rematch. A Reuters Ipsos poll finds two-thirds are tired of seeing the same presidential candidates and want someone new. The Biden campaign will focus on the 91 criminal charges Trump faces, but the president may have trouble with his base this fall, given divisions over Gaza policy. Gabriel Sanchez with the Brookings Institute points to the 100,000 people in Michigan and the 50,000 in Minnesota who cast protest votes during the primary.
We did see, unfortunately for the Biden administration, meaningful numbers of voters choose to take this route, which is obviously troubling for the Biden administration, given how tight the race is projected to be.
Friction between the White House and the right-wing government of Israel is increasing and becoming more public. Vice President Kamala Harris is now openly calling for a ceasefire while Israel considers another offensive. The United Nations reports children in northern Gaza are dying from starvation, with some calling the devastation worse than Europe during World War II. Matt Miller is a spokesman with the State Department.
So we believe there ought to be an immediate ceasefire in Gaza that brings the hostages out, that alleviates the suffering of the Palestinian people, and that's what we're advocating for. There is a deal on the table that would deliver all of those things. Hamas just needs to accept it.
Former President Trump is calling for more Israel military action to, as he puts it, finish the problem. Meanwhile, the House has passed $460 billion in spending, enough to keep half of the government open through the fall. But Republicans on the right, flanking both the House and Senate, are unhappy with the budget deals. Utah Senator Mike Lee says the continuing resolutions just add to the huge national debt.
We've gotten real comfortable of whatever your party wants. You make the deal with the other side of the aisle. It's the unholy alliance here. And we merrily and merrily go down the road of stacking up now $1 trillion every 6 months. That's $2 trillion a year.
I'm Edwin J. Vieira for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
Hey, how are you? Well, they're two different.